Cloudy skies, 53 degrees, a few sprinkles here in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Authorities in Montgomery County said Thursday that a Villisca man was arrested that day on a charge of second-degree sexual abuse. The arrest of 30-year-old Robert Dummler was the result of an investigation involving officials with Project Harmony and the Iowa Department of Human Services that began on May the 2nd. Dummler was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 bond. Authorities in Fremont County Wednesday arrested a man in connection with an investigation into an incident involving a gun that took place Monday morning. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said 25-year-old Todd Michael Geiser of Tabor was arrested for reckless use of a firearm and child endangerment. An investigation determined that during the early morning hours Monday, Geiser negligently discharged a round from a .357 revolver inside his apartment at 204 Orange Street in Tabor. The bullet struck a child's pack and play and lodged in the floor of the apartment. It was also determined that an infant was in the home at the time, sleeping in a room adjacent to where the shot was fired. Geiser was being held without bond pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. Police in Red Oak arrested a man earlier this morning on a trespassing charge. 29-year-old Benjamin William Harabic of Red Oak was arrested in the 300 block of East Washington Street in Red Oak at around 12:10 a.m. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 cash bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Thursday arrested 37-year-old Kimberly Ann Briggs of Clarinda. Briggs was taken into custody at the Page County Courthouse in the district courtroom on a Page County warrant for probation violation. The warrant stems from an original Page County case. Briggs was in the courtroom and had been involved in a court case prior to being arrested. She was being held in the Page County Jail on $2,000 bond. A stolen firefighter's truck led to a chase, one arrest, and two injuries early Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County. Pott County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds told KJAN News a firefighter living just outside of Council Bluffs off McPherson Avenue saw someone take his pickup truck at around 3:15 a.m. Thursday and reported it. A sheriff's deputy saw the vehicle top a hill not long after and engaged in a pursuit. The chase ended when the pickup crashed near the Pine Ridge Apartments in Council Bluffs and a foot pursuit ensued. The suspect and deputy were both injured when they fell into a ravine onto riprap or rocks. The deputy suffered injuries to his right arm and was transported to a hospital for treatment and then released. The suspect suffered from shoulder pain. A second suspect remains at large. The Omaha Police Department's K-9 unit was used to track one of the suspects into a sewer drain at around 3:30 a.m. after it was discovered a manhole cover was pried off by the Elks Lodge near 380 McKenzie Avenue. Additional details are currently not available as the incident remains under investigation. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department said it's kicking off the summer with free family fun. All young families are invited to come to the Sunnyside Summer Block Party on Friday, June 3rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Sunnyside Park. The event will include live music, space for kids to dance, games and activities, playing at the playground, face painting, and more. A free will donation dinner will be prepared by the Kiwanis Club, and activities will be located near the Kiwanis Kitty Corral and the brand new picnic shelter. Assistant Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stasselm said they recently completed the new Kitty Corral shelter and updated some of the equipment and grounds around it. A new fire pit, like the one at the Camelin Edition, was also recently installed. The Parks and Rec Department is also exploring other events for families to encourage use of Atlantic Parks. If you'd like more information about Atlantic Parks and Recreation, visit their website, where there's a link to that on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, or simply follow them on Facebook. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Janet Burke, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A mass of Christian burial for Janet Burke will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Nawana Lori Luxford, age 92, died Sunday. A memorial service for Nawana Luxford will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. James Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died May the 7th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for James Snyder will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Adair Casey High School. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Marjorie Linen, age 92, of Omaha, died Tuesday at the Montclair Nursing and Rehab Center. A mass of Christian burial for Marjorie Linen will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Barbara Joanne Hughes, age 85, of Lewis, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A gathering of family and friends for Barbara Hughes will be tomorrow at noon at her home located at 206 Court Street in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Donald Hilliard, age 90, of Cumberland, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Donald Hilliard will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob O'Neill, age 91, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Bob O'Neill will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca in charge of arrangements. Leona May Ferry Erb, age 95, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Leona Erb will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Raymond Becker, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Raymond Becker will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jack Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Jack Kenyon will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Dolores Kirk, age 84, of Griswold, died Tuesday. No services or visitation will be held for Dolores Kirk. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. And Harold Hankey, a longtime Atlantic resident and retired jewelry store owner, died May 15th at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. A memorial service for Harold Hankey will be held at a future date. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.